It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. On Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time here on Talk Radio 1210. Thank God we have such an array of doggedness and talent and expertise on our side. I mean, I've been stealing this line from Pennsylvania's Election Integrity Council for the RNC. Who would know? It's our lottery ticket we're talking about here, our vote. No one knows who said it. It was probably Scott Presler who said that. No, I think it was Sean Parnell who said that. It was not Linda Kearns. I have a clear record on that. She's with us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Linda, welcome back.
Dom Giordano, how are you doing? I am in an awesome mood. Do you want to know why?
Why is that?
Because I am hearing that there's lines at these election offices because this is the last day to request your mail-in ballot. You got to do so by 5 p.m. And these lines are Republicans. And that just shows you we have lines at the rallies to see President Trump. I've had lines to sign up to be volunteers. And now we have lines of Republicans who want to request mail-in ballots. And that shows the enthusiasm for President Donald J. Trump. And we are working to put Pennsylvania over the top for him.
I'm all on board with that, Linda, but I see the storm here. I'm more angry, though. How are we allowing them to slow walk in Bucks, Delco, and apparently Montgomery County? And a lot of those people are going there, going through 2-3 hours, and they're not going to have their vote cast there.
Okay, well, the reality is, Dom, that we don't have actual voting. You are going there to request a mail-in ballot. And when you go in, I did it myself. I went in, I had to fill out the application, and then they had to process it. And that processing in the SURE system can take anywhere from 5, 10, 20, or even 25 minutes, because sometimes the system is long. So multiply that by the number of people online, and you can get some really long wait times. And that's what's happening. So what we're doing is we're telling our voters who are in line to make sure they already have the application filled out. If you have the application filled out, that's one less step. So you can download it from the website. I can post it on my Twitter, lindakearnslaw.com, so you can print it out and have it filled out. And we're trying to get people out there to kind of give them out to people so that they have them, so that the minute that they get in the office, they can, they can just hand that in, and that's one step. I also, called out Secretary Schmidt yesterday and Josh Shapiro, because Josh Shapiro had tweeted out how on Saturday he went to vote and it was just such a smooth experience. He went in, he requested his mail ballot, they gave it to him, and then he handed it back in. But all of our voters don't seem to be having that smooth experience. So Secretary Schmidt, the Secretary's office actually just tweeted out a tweet. I just saw it about that. If you are in line by 5, they're going to process your ballot. That's
Wait a minute. Yeah, but that's what he's recommending. But these people are not going to do it, Linda. They're not. I'll bet that. That's what the problem is. I'm sorry to be yelling, but I really, Schmidt is right to tell them they should be doing this.
Right.
He's covering himself now.
Yep. No, I get it. We're in the process of contacting the counties and confirming. Jody Felice, your buddy and I, I was doing that right before I got on this call. We're going through to the counties and confirming that they are following that advice. So we're in the middle of that right now.
How mandatory is that advice? Or, you know, I know it's not mandatory, but tell me what weight it has.
The secretary, it's guidance, and most of the counties do follow the secretary's guidance. That's absolutely what we've seen. I also want to remind voters that if for some reason you go and you see the line and you don't want to wait in line, you can still cast your ballot on election day. And that's an important yes. reason why I wanted to come on your program. If for some reason they have you down that you requested a mail ballot, when you show up on election day, they're going to tell you you can't vote on the machine. And the reason they're going to do that is because the poll book says that you requested a mail-in ballot. That's okay. They'll give you a provisional ballot. And sometimes people say, oh, you know, I don't want to vote a provisional ballot, but please vote the provisional ballot. I already have teams that are going to be at those provisional ballot hearings to make sure if those ballots were properly cast, they're going to get counted. So I want our voters to know if you requested a mail-in ballot and for some reason didn't vote it, either you didn't receive it, you didn't have time today, whatever the issue is, show up on election day and make sure to cast your ballot. They will give you a provisional, most likely. That's fine. Don't be afraid of it. Absolutely fill out the provisional ballots. We are ready to go to those hearings and make sure all the validly cast ones are counted.
I'm looking at Al Schmidt on Fox right now, and Linda, they're talking about, and I'll come back to these because I want to reemphasize them. I take your point. They're talking about now Lancaster County. We talked to you about that. But also York County seems to be sending signals. It's happening there. Is there any move or force to have a complete review of all 67 counties? Are they doing that, given this seems to be pretty widespread?
Right. So we actually contacted the York County officials directly. What we were told is they got around 2,000 voter registration applications, and they've been processing through them. And out of the first 1,400 they processed, I think this was as of yesterday, they found 10 that were suspect. And then now they're processing the next 600. So they're really giving them a lot of close scrutiny.
Good.
I've also been in very close contact with Luzerne County, and they gave all of the applications close scrutiny that they've received, and they always do, but especially the ones they received near the end of the deadline. And they did not get any from those groups that were affecting Lancaster County. And the good news about these counties that are finding it prior to these people getting on the rolls is the people are not getting on the voter rolls. And that means for that part, the system worked as it should, because if the application was suspect, these counties did not put the voters on the rolls. And for that, you know, that we are grateful. And that means that at least for that part, the system is working.
How about Philadelphia, though? We don't hear Philadelphia in any of this. Anything happening there?
So Philadelphia has all of their satellite election offices open. Some of them we do see some lines there, and some of them no lines whatsoever. And I know for all of our Republican voters in Philadelphia, I myself went to one office and there was a line. So I just went to another office so that there wasn't a line. So because there's so many options in Philadelphia, you can do that. Some of the other counties don't have quite as many options. Delaware County has 4 offices. So, you know, do what you can. We are trying to have staffers there to kind of monitor how long the lines are. But again, Dom, what we're really confident about is if for some reason our voters go there today and it doesn't work out, they have to leave or whatever the process is, that we know they're going to come back on election day and cast that vote for President Donald J. Trump. And we are hearing that there's people out there, they wear badges that say voter protection, and they're talking to the people on the line. Just ignore all that. I mean, that's the Dems. Just ignore all that. If you're there and you're in line and you want to stay in line, then you stay in line and you don't let somebody with some, you know, silly badge tell you what to do. Because like you said, when I started, your vote is a lottery ticket. And so we want to make sure it's so precious. We want to make sure you cast that vote. So please, you know, if you're there and you stay in line, you want to stay in line, absolutely do it. If something's calling you away, your children, your work, whatever, then just make sure you show up on election day. Don't be afraid if you're told to vote by provisional ballot. We are absolutely undividedly ready for that.
Good. Linda, I wanted to go back, though, on one thing. So Al Schmidt
is
now, he waits conveniently when you get him on again. I'm going to ask, come on now. How about doing this yesterday? Or how about doing this after the Saturday debacle with some of these places? My guidance is that these people should be able to vote. What do you think now? Why would some of these counties not follow that guidance? Let's take it inside. What excuse could they give?
Well, I think that the reality is, and I've been talking to a lot of these county officials today, like I called one county and she only has two workers. That's all she has because it's a small county. So she has them both just speedily working and processing everything, everybody that comes in. They're working as hard as they can. So some of these counties, they just aren't set up to handle maybe, you know, hundreds of people coming in. Even the larger counties like Montgomery and Delaware, they have a certain amount of computer systems and then a certain amount of people who are trained to do it. And I know that I visited some like in person and actually eyeballed the people working on them, and they're certainly all in effect, but it's kind of like at the grocery store. I mean, if there's only this many registers open, that's as many as they can process in one
right.
step.
But Linda, but to interrupt, that $45 million, whatever it is, I thought it wasn't just for election day. I thought it was for the entire process here. You know, they're going to have to take more money out of the budget and put more people in here.
Well, that was the absolute point, Dom, of what we called out to Al Schmidt yesterday in our letter.
Okay.
I mean, he's the head top dog of all this. He's the one giving all these people guidance. He's the one our own governor tweeted how easy it is to go to these election offices and request and vote a ballot. So let them put their money where their mouth is. It should be that smooth and seamless for every single voter in the Commonwealth. And instead of tweeting or instead of being on TV or doing whatever they do that takes up their time, and he says he's a partner to all 67 counties. Well, as a partner to all 67 counties, he should have been going around to them and saying, what if there is a long line at the end? What will you do? Can you train people from other departments to come in? Do you need more computers? What can we do so that if you get, 10 times the amount of people that you expect, that you can process them by the statutory deadlines? That's what I would have done if I was Secretary of State. He chooses to just tweet out how great they're doing and then do a lot of TV appearances. That's not how I would handle it if I was Secretary of State, but hey, we're different people. But I just want to remind our voters that you can't be dissuaded, Dom. You can't. If for some reason you went there today and you didn't get it done, then go back on Election Day. I mean, President Donald J. Trump wants every single vote.
Well, you ought to be more angry. You're exactly right. And Linda, the one that surprised me, put this into your mind in case something comes up, you want a talking point here. Look, I get those two out in Bucks County. I get what's happened in Delaware County. But the Montgomery County guy sent six people out there for eight voters at the prison the other day. And we heard from the, really, I would say, one of our most unimpeachable sources. He was in those lines. They were slow walking. They wouldn't help people who were infirm. They had chairs there. They weren't going to offer them. This is amazing to me that Montgomery County, that people out there have to hear about this and they're going to continue to vote for government like this. All right, I don't like them going to the prison. They did it. Then how about giving an 80-year-old woman a chair or moving along a person with a cane in a wheelchair and all versus the prisoners? That's what this comes down to.
And how much money was spent on that silly van and those silly
$143,000.
Okay,
right.
Well, what if that money was put towards, more staff in the offices to process these? Or why isn't the van sitting right there next to that line and processing people while they're in line? There are solutions to this. And if our elected officials choose not to take them, you're right. Shame on them. And we have municipal elections next year. But for right now, I just need to really, really encourage the voters. I am as disgusted as you are, but I don't want our voters discouraged. And I want to let you know that we have an entire team looking into this and making sure that we do everything we can to make it as best we can for the voters today to get those requests and then get their mail ballot in by 5 o'clock today. And again, if you don't, go to the polls on Election Day.
Absolutely. Linda, thank you so much in a busy day. And thanks for, I think you moved Al Schmidt to do something here. So thank you.
I hope so. And Dom, thank you for letting us educate the voters because it's so important. I don't want them to be afraid of provisional ballots if that's how they vote on election day. And we have our hotline at protectthevote.com. You can type in, you know, what all your issues are. We're looking at all of them and we're on it.
Gotcha. Thank you, Linda, very much. Okay. So Henry's working here and Al Schmidt's getting a little bit harder to get on. Tell me, hey, we're on Fox. That's good, but we're here in Pennsylvania. We're the big thing that reaches the entire state. Come here. Henry, what's the update on Al Schmidt's orbiting?
I haven't heard back since yesterday, but okay. Hopefully we'll hear from him soon. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I understand the Fox News right. thing. Got to get on TV, but yeah.
Yeah, he wants to come on. He told me that. He's the one after the interview, and I want to do it. And I want to just ask him, what are you going to do about this? Because I'm predicting they'll defy. Bucks County, they're going to defy this. We're not taking you Al Schmidt orders. Delaware County, those progressives out there, give us a break. Notice Philadelphia doesn't have the long lines. Why is that? These Trump voters in the suburbs are determined. If you're headed there, you're in line, wait them out, do all that you can. Remember that on election day. Try to get five more people to go with you rather than one. All right, side question. Let's go to Joe of Exton. Hey, Joe, good afternoon. Who's your person?
Yes, hello, Dom. Good afternoon. My person, my immigrant who made a successful transition into American society is Alfred Hitchcock, who produced the film North by Northwest, which uses Mount Rushmore as a backdrop.
That's your favorite Hitchcock, huh?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know if I got to go through them, but that's pretty good. And he was British, right?
Yes. I believe that the film was about a search for some foreign spy.
Yeah, it was, Joe. Thank you, Joe. All right, that's his favorite Hitchcock.
It's his favorite film, but he says, I think it's about.
Yeah. Well, it's his favorite Hitchcock film. Yeah. Okay. Let's go to Alan in Hamilton. Alan on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Alan. Who's that immigrant that became a citizen?
My wife.
Oh.
Okay. Well, give us the backdrop of that.
It was 40 years ago. I met her in Poland and I had to work 3 years, but finally I got her here. Hmm. She's sleeping right now. So.
Gotcha.
That's my wife. A very good one.
All right, Alan. Polish, that counts a lot. Dan's vote may be swayed by this. She's from Poland.
Especially sleeping at 2:15 in the afternoon, too.
Yeah, taking it.
My kind of gal.
All right, make sure she marks that she's a listener, though. She's hearing it, she's a listener. He'll make sure we get that down. Right now, though, it is time for...
Dobbs Money Melody!
Money gone.
All right, I'm kind of unaware. I have multiple sheets here. Dan, what are we playing for here today?
Digital pass to see Reagan. You have a full thing there, Henry?
Yeah, you'll win a digital download of the Reagan movie.
Okay.
From small town beginnings to Hollywood and the world stage, Reagan is a story of overcoming the odds. Starring Dennis Quaid, Reagan is available now anywhere you watch movies and will be available on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital November 19th.
I saw it in a theater. It's very good, and these are hard films to make, the biopic type of stuff, so it was a great shot at that. So, Dan, what's the backstory?
So, Dom, today we're talking immigrants to the United States that had a big impact in the United States. And I'm going to play back the voice of how many Grammys? 8-time Grammy Award winner, Dom, who immigrated here. And there's a local tie, too. This diva actually was driving in a tour bus in Scranton at one point. And there was a big, big car crash. This is March 1990, where this diva suffered a life-threatening cervical fracture. And then about a year later, she made a huge return. So, Dom, here is this person covering a song. She's an immigrant. She's now a U.S. citizen. Back in the 70s, she became a U.S. citizen, singing a song written and sang by an individual, a British guy, Elton John, who is not a U.S. citizen, believe it or not. Never went through the entire process. But, Dom, here's a song we want to know the cover artist. Take a listen. Again, this immigrant that hails from Cuba. She's an 8-time Grammy Award winner. She's a Medal of Freedom recipient and has been named one of the 100 greatest artists of all time by both VH1 and Billboard. Who is this covering this great Elton John tune?
All right, hit us with that, and you get the Reagan movie coming to you. 855-839-1210. AT&T, Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Show me the money.
All right, here is today's clue. We're playing for the Reagan film on the Dom Giordano Show. Let's hear it.
These cuts I had. Oh, they need love. They need love to help them heal. Help them heal. Don't let the sun go down on me.
All right, let's go to Susan in Winmore on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Susan, what's your answer today?
It is Gloria Estefan.
All right. Beautifully played. Works into, I'd say, a very esteemed person becoming a citizen. Don't hear about her as much anymore. I don't think she's touring. She had that fuss.
Well, she recently did a Broadway play, and she actually came out and thanked President Trump for some of the hype that he brought to that play.
Okay.
But her and her husband notably said this year, back in September, that they will not be making a presidential endorsement.
But I
do believe she's leaned towards. I don't know who gave her the Presidential Medal of Honor. I should look that up.
It might have been Obama. I seem to remember, but okay. All right, so that's our winner today. We'll do it all again
tomorrow.
Medal
of Freedom. I want to correct
Medal of Freedom at about 2:13.
You're correct.
Obama.
Yep.
Okay. By the way, non-endorsement USA Today. Now that is, I wouldn't call it progressive, but it's very liberal. USA Today said they won't be endorsing. That's up to their local affiliates with Gannett and all that. So another non-endorsement, that would be Kamala Harris territory. You would think they would endorse her, but no. Washington Post stories today claim they lost over 200,000 subscribers because of the inability to endorse Kamala Harris. That's become a theme. The Teamsters, we've been round and round with that here, and other labor unions. They're not going to endorse Washington Post, USA Today. I mean, they still have the lion's share of endorsements. We get that. The Inquirer making a big deal of how proud they are in their endorsement. We'll see about that. Okay, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Your experience at one of these polling places. Our own guy Shiraki sent me a message through Twitter. It said, this is all what they're doing because they have the power and work 24/7, 365 to gain the system. Vote early so the GOP does it, then go home. They're not polling places till they are. This is a sample of what absolute state and federal power looks like. That's exactly right. They're showing you they have the power now. And even though they should, as Lancaster does, and we believe Chester County does, if you're in line before 5 o'clock today, they ought to accommodate you for whatever it takes to make sure that your vote goes in. But they're not going to do that. Now, Al Schmidt has ruled on this guidance to the 67 counties. I bet maybe 60 of them or so, maybe a few more might do it. But I'm telling you, in that Pittsburgh area, there's a couple of, I'm not sure about Allegheny, but I think it's Allegheny and one other. And here, you think Bucks County is going to bow to this, even though it's a very close county? I think Trump's going to win Bucks County. And if that's the case, How were these commissioners overwhelmingly reelected? They gave you keep your kids out of school.
Did you see that they actually just posted up on the Department of State Twitter?
No.
If you are in line at a county elections office tonight at 5 p.m. to apply for your mail-in ballot, counties must give you an opportunity to do so.
No.
Our team continues to work with all counties to ensure every eligible voter who wants to vote by mail ballot is able to do so.
We got to get him on tomorrow. So he's saying, that the tweet, thank you, Dan, for that, from Al Schmidt, is if you're in line before 5 o'clock tonight, they must give you an opportunity to fill out and put in your mail-in ballot. What authority does he have, though? You know, Al, one of your minions, somebody listening, we'd like to get you on tomorrow, but I'd rather get you on right now. I'd like to give you, you know, we reach most of Pennsylvania, let them hear what you're saying. That you want them to, are you, I don't know what power he has over them. The point I've been making, though, the last couple of days is this. What's wrong with the Bucks County Courier Times? He used to write for them. The Delco Times and others. They're not even covering this story. And people there, we saw the woman that was arrested. We had Val on today. People there are being brutalized by this system, all because they want to vote. They're willing to buy in. They hate this, and I do too. But I did the mail-in ballot. Now, you could have said, well, do it more time in advance. Whatever. They're busy people. They're out there paying taxes.
So there is some audio attached to this if you want to take a listen.
Yeah, let's hear it. This is Al Schmidt,
the
Dan.
The department has received many questions about voters encountering delays at county election offices as they attempt to vote in person by mail ballot. Last week, the Department of State asked counties to plan to ensure every registered voter who is in line by 5 p.m. today is provided with the opportunity to apply for and submit a mail ballot application. So, if you're in line today and that 5 p.m. deadline is approaching, counties must give you the opportunity to apply for your mail ballot. We'll continue to work with our counties to ensure that every voter who wants to vote by mail ballot can do so. I urge you, please, please be patient with county election officials today. In the last 24 hours, nearly 20,000 registered voters have applied to vote by mail ballot in person at their county election office. They're all working diligently to make sure every registered voter who wants to vote by mail ballot on demand can do so.
All right. Thank you, Al. Thank you, Dan. Thanks for finding it. So 20,000. That's big. That tells you something. We believe 80% of them, how do I know exactly, are Trump voters following what we've been saying. I don't know what other talk radio stations, I don't know any of that, but what we've been saying. He's telling them there to do it, to stay in line. Now, we're told they'll bring the sheriff deputies on you. You stay in line and they're going to take you out of there. So we're going to see what happens here. But following Linda Kern's advice, and now Al Schmidt, you have a right to be there, to be in line. You want to put your vote in now. No, you're not going to come back on election day just because they say so. You're following the law. You're following the guy who is in charge of the money put out and the whole thing that we've had on twice. Now, Dan's monitoring all that else he said there. I wish there were more teeth to it, though. What will the Secretary of State do if they don't do it? Will he sanction them in some way? Now, we're trying mightily. He's kind of talking about
what you're talking about, because I'm listening to it.
Yeah.
It's a long clip here, if you want to hear.
Yeah, what's he saying about what
I... county partners across the Commonwealth to help them administer this election. But to be clear, in Pennsylvania, our elections are run at the county level, and county boards of elections are responsible for individual staffing and resource decisions. I encourage you to remember, you could always fill out your mail ballot application online at vote.pa.gov, receive your mail ballot at home,
backtracking,
then return it before 8 p.m. on election day. All mail ballots must be...
All right, backtracking there.
Behind the scenes here, CC addresses what happens if they don't, you know, accommodate.
Does he address it?
I'm still listening.
Okay, all right, gotcha. So we're listening to what else he said. Well, let's go to Ed in Quakertown on this very point here on Talk Radio 1210. So, Ed, you're at a satellite office, right? And what happened?
My wife and I are sitting here in the parking lot at the satellite office of the Bucks County Government Center on California Road. A county police officer has turned us away with two Democratic poll workers standing there.
And they told you what, Ed?
They told us we could not get on the line. The line was closed down. They were not accepting anybody else. And you know, there was no arguing with them.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not going to tell you, Ed, to make a decision. We just played. I hope you heard that, Ed, and I'm very glad you called in. We played what Al Schmidt said here, that if you're in line before 5 o'clock, they're not even giving you a chance to get in line inside.
That's correct.
And the cop was from where, Ed? The cop was from Quakertown?
No, he was a Bucks County officer. I couldn't quite see his patch, but it was, you know, a Bucks County badge.
So, Ed, let me ask
full
you.
Full uniform.
Yeah, and I usually don't do that, but you were good enough to call. How do you feel, then, about Election Day, what you're going to do?
Well, we're going to go on Election Day to our local firehouse and going to have to do it that way. We've been turned away.
We're going to go at 5 o'clock in the morning.
That's what I like to hear. Who is that, Ed? Your wife?
It's got
to
be the wife.
My wife, Stephanie, yeah.
Stephanie, I like your style. Stephanie, 4:30, be out there. Come on now.
Oh, yeah. You're going to join us there. We're going to have pancakes.
Oh, who's bringing the pancakes?
Oh, we're going to make
them. That's a great place for breakfast, that firehouse.
We're going to make them.
Oh, you're going to make them. Well,
we're very upset.
Yeah,
upset.
Stephanie, I understand. This is the type of thing we're going to rise up and we're going to defeat, not only across the country, but particularly here in Pennsylvania. And in Bucks County, we're going to do all that we can to keep this issue alive, that people show up, want to come in at 2:15, and they have a cop there to prevent you from doing it. It is.
He was very nice.
Yeah, no, I'm
he
not.
Was very
I'm not,
nice.
He's doing his job.
He had no way to, you know.
Yeah.
We're not blaming him.
Yeah, exactly. I hear you. I'm not blaming the cop either. I'm blaming the Bob Harvey, Harvey the Grace, and old Diane over there, who are headquartered somewhere, mm-hmm. quarterbacking this with printers that don't work and people that are not there. So, Stephanie, I love your style. Ed, Godspeed on Election Day, and thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, we thought you'd want to know. We were listening to you on the way over here.
Yeah,
well,
indeed.
We did. I'm glad to meet you guys. Thank you for calling.
All right, real good, Dom.
Thank you. Yeah, I told Ro, and she said, oh, come on now. You're going to be on election night. How are you going to do that on Election Day? I'd like to go on a little tour. So here's what to do. Give me some places you'd like me to maybe show up in the lines. You know, if I have any kind of sponsor help or something, I would bring some donuts as much as I'm not a donut fan. Pancakes, that's even better. Hit me on Twitter at DomShow1210, where you might be voting on Election Day, where we could cheer the troops on. I like what Stephanie said. We're going to be there at 5 o'clock. No, I'm not blaming the cops, certainly. But can you imagine, who are these people voting for these people in Bucks County? And I know exactly what it was in 2020. It was abortion again. It's always abortion. So, Dan, you say Al Schmidt never mentions what happens to counties who don't accommodate, but he does address mail-in drop-off locations being vandalized elsewhere, not in Pennsylvania, and also the Lancaster situation. Okay.
You want that?
I think you kind of summarized it there. So, yeah. We're trying mightily. We want to get him on. Look, he told them, if you're in line, Al, I know you're busy. Give us a call. In line, they have a cop preventing them from doing it. I'm not blaming the cop again. He's under orders now. That's it. They've decided in Bucks County. You know what they're saying, Al? You think you're the Secretary of State? We're in Bucks County. We're Democrats. You're not telling us what to do. Now, if this were Philadelphia, everybody go, oh, well, that's Philadelphia. That's what they do. This is Bucks County telling Al Schmidt, you can tweet all you want, buddy. They've already essentially shut it down, at least in the Quakertown spot. It's only 2:15 when they got there. They can't process that by 5 o'clock? No way. We're not doing it. All right, there's going to be a lot of stories tomorrow. We'll be in the thick of this. 855-839-1210. Grab a line. Let me tell you about FanDuel. The NBA is back, and FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sports book, wants you to catch all the action. Right now, FanDuel is giving everyone 3 months of NBA League Pass. All you have to do is catch every tip-off and buzzer beater is place any $5 bet on the NBA to get 3 months of NBA League Pass courtesy of FanDuel. Just visit FanDuel.com/Dom to make every moment more this season. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 1210 WPHD. You have to be 21 plus and present in Pennsylvania. After 3 month free trial, the full price of League Pass will be automatically charged monthly. Cancel anytime. No refunds. Terms, restrictions, and embargoes apply. Limit one pass per customer. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, Dom time. A buddy of mine, really another unimpeachable force, says, you know what? It's bad form and it just doesn't happen. You don't want to have, from that car, Ed and his wife, Stephanie, and go, Stephanie. You don't want to have cops, I'm not sure if it's illegal, it might be, near polling places. Here we come back to the thing where Guy Shiraki, the Dom Shiraki law. Well, they're only polling places when we see some edge here to say they're polling places. When we don't want them to be polling places, we'll define them as not polling places. Thus, we'll put the Marines out there to stop you if we want. How do you like that? You know, I can't quarterback all media here, but Buckskinny Courier Times, I know the guys over there, like a person that wrote for them and all. Come on. Are you covering this? Delco, are you covering it? You don't see anything wrong with this approach in this type of an election. And don't give me any more announcements. We want people to vote by mail. It's so convenient and all the rest of it. But we're not going to put in the staff to do this. Even apparently in Montgomery County, which sends the $143,000 Mr. Softy truck, they were going to send it to the prison until we stop that. They send 6 to 8 people out there for a few convicts that they want to vote. Now, if they have the right to vote, they have the right to vote. But we're going to make it harder on you if you show up and do what you were told to do than the convicts. Convicts sitting there, you know, let's have lunch with these guys. Oh, let's hear your story. Who are you voting for? Well, there we go. But Trump voters in line, like the couple that just called me. Cop tells him, no, 215, that's it, you're out of luck. Yeah, but Al Schmidt just told us, if you get in before 5 o'clock, my guidance is, Al, if we get you on, face it. You went to all these places, you did your due diligence, but what did you find in the 67 counties? Were they prepared? Apparently not. Then when you told them, okay, you weren't prepared, but you can still, this is important, you have the money. We'll give you the money, the resources, whatever. Nope, we can't do it now. Or more importantly, Bucks County saying, we're not going to do it. How do you like that? We're not going to follow any guidance. You got to be kidding me. We're Bucks County. We're determined we're going to win. One of the things I hope on election night, not only do we win Pennsylvania, I don't care if it's by one vote. I want to see Trump win Bucks County. I think it's doable. He's been close before in Bucks County. Let's get over the finish line in Bucks County. And I don't think in Philadelphia, Bob Brady's going to be a winner of 500,000 vote margin. That should be an easy one. Delaware County is tougher sledding. My goodness. If this doesn't rouse you, if you're considering not voting or you didn't do what, I don't know, whatever it might be. My goodness. Just hear that couple. That's Americana, the couple that called us. I'm so grateful to them. In the middle of what is a traumatic situation there, you're going off to vote as a good citizen, following all the rules. Do they make any allowance? Oh, yeah, come right in. We have to do this. You're going to wait for a while. Do you have workers here? No. They're out at the prison today. They're out taking care of a couple of people who, by and large, let's face it, you know, we know why they're there. We're going to take care of that, though. Your vote counts, except if you're in Montgomery County and you are not a prisoner. You haven't done something wrong, apparently. Yeah, somebody called in and said, yeah, why is the, Linda, I think, said it, why is the Mr. Softy truck not set up there to accommodate more people? Oh, they're busy at some college campus or out at the prison or God knows where else. All right. Let's go to John in Levittown before we get to the lightning round. Hey, John, good afternoon.
Hi, Dom. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome, John.
God bless you. So my wife and I live in Levittown, and we went to try to go to do early voting yesterday.
Yes.
And the polling place closes at 4:30. We got over there around 4, waited in line. At 4:15, somebody came out and said they weren't taking any more people in line. So I left. Of course, I don't want to cause a scene, but I even if they deter people, I don't think that's going to matter because people are going to vote for Trump if they were going to stand in line or not. And I'll camp out the night before where I normally vote. I don't care. We got to get him to win. We got to get him to save this country. So,
yeah.
You know, I when they do things like this, it always backfires on them. Always. I mean, they can do what they want. We don't have to act like that. We have to be better people. But when they do things like that to us as Republicans, you just got to be the better person. It's not going to stop people. In fact, it's making us want to get him over the finish line all the more.
Well, look,
you know?
I agree. It would help, John, if the news media in those two counties or three counties, though, the papers, the paper of record, it would help, John, if they cover it and tell people exactly what happened here.
Correct, correct.
I mean, yes. Sadly, not everyone listens to us. We're trying, John.
Yeah.
But I appreciate
it,
John.
You got to hope and pray, right?
Yep. Thank you, John.
Where is John? Okay, John, where are you? John, where are you?
Yeah.
What's this background noise going on here?
I'm sorry. My children go to Our Lady Grace School, so I'm in the schoolyard picking them up. Sorry about that.
No, John.
I love the environment.
John,
noises are great.
We love the ambiance with that, and you're right on this. Yeah. Thank you, John. God bless. Thank you very much. Lightning round next. Yeah, sometimes I don't ask them because I'm afraid they're doing it and they don't want anybody to know. But, there was a lot of kids there.
There's a lot of kids in the background.
Yeah, spread the word because the Bucks County Courier Times is not.
Discovery Zone in the 90s?
The Delco Times. We may have to invite them on tomorrow and ask, what's their lead story tomorrow? You know, what are they working on out there that's so important? Shouldn't this have two or three reporters on it? Get some of these Trump voters. How do you feel? Montgomery County, I don't even know what the newspaper is there anymore. It's a little bit iffy. All right, 855-839-1210, you get in. Let's talk Dr. Benz for a moment. You know, dental care, particularly with what I do, all the bloviating and all that in multiple situations, that's always the biggest concern. And thank God, I think it was 9 or 10 years ago, I got with Dr. Benz. And since then, it has been, I observe things. He's gotten me to use the electric toothbrush. A couple times a day, I've been using a water pick, you know, which doesn't really take that long, wasn't it? I don't know why I had to be so convinced of that. And it's just great results. Dr. Benz and his staff are there for you. He is a board-certified prosthodontist. The best time to make that appointment is right now. If you're a little bit iffy on your dental care, or maybe you're afraid something is bubbling up, do it now. Before a complication set in. And get that consult right now, particularly say you're 50, 60, 70, whatever it might be, to get ahead of all that. It's not just cosmetic. Take care of your teeth. Long-term health care benefits are part of that. It's 610-272-6949. Give them a call at 610-272-DRBEN, 610-272-6949.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
That's right, and Dom's lightning round is sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo. Right now, lease a 2024 C40 for only $329 per month on a 36-month lease. See store for details. They always go the extra mile for their customers because relationships matter at Cherry Hill Volvo. All right, National Immigrant Day. People that emigrated to the United States and became a citizen. Let's go to Jim in Boyertown. Jim, who's yours?
Hi, Dom. This guy was very unique. He immigrated from Russia in the very early 1900s. He was of Jewish descent and found new roots in Berks County, which is where I'm from. And because of his limited language of Yiddish, he was able to converse with the Pennsylvania Dutch, which is why he resided in that area. This guy started as a salesman with next to nothing, and today there are over 47 department stores with his last name. His name is Saul Solomon Boskovs. Boskovs, department store.
I love this answer.
Yeah, very good answer. Yeah, I didn't think it was him. Why did I think the guy?
Well, Al is his son.
Al's his son.
And okay, Al kind of took what Solomon started and really exploded.
It's 47?
What's that?
It's 47 of them?
Apparently, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Still?
Yeah, and you go into them. I mean, there are so many dying malls, and the one store that continues to persist because of the deals and all are Boscoffs.
Like, yeah, it is. Almost every mall.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Bill in Bucks, he's a pretty good one. Bill, who's yours?
Well, first of all, I just wanted to say the point of information about the McDonald's in Feasterville, the nearest intersection is Central Avenue.
Central Avenue, yes. Okay, thank you for that. It's on Street Road. I'll be there tomorrow at 4:30, and more importantly, Jim will be there for an hour, Jim Worthington, covering the cost. Oh, my God, that's a lot of fast food. He'll also be leading jumping jacks with me in the parking lot to get rid of that at 5:30.
How many are you going to tap out at, 50?
No, 5,000.
No way you can. you want to prove it?
Tomorrow, right there, Bill, you will see it.
For the 3 hours, Bill, Dom will be doing jumping jacks.
I'll be available for autographs if anybody wants.
Okay, all right. Well, I thought you would count the jumping jacks. Go ahead.
Yeah, all right, I will. I got a stopwatch.
All right. Who do you have?
My side question is, you started out as a game show host. Actually became a political debate moderator.
Yes.
What did I tell you guys at the beginning?
God.
No booing or hissing.
Oh, God almighty, yes. Yes.
And he has a studio named after him at Sony Pictures in Culver City, California, Alex Trebek.
That is a great one. All right, Henry, we'll go to you. Give me a couple nominees today. These were good ones.
I love these two lightning round answers we just took between Jim and Boyertown's answer of Boscov.
Right.
And I'm a big Jeopardy fan, so I cannot not mention Alex Trebek.
Okay. Dan, you like Boscov.
I'm going Boscov for the sole reason. Yeah. Every time my mom and sister come from Virginia, we have to stop at Boscov's because they miss the store so much. Such a brand allegiance here in the area.
Great American success story. Exactly the immigrant thing. And Al Boscov was a bigger booster even than the father. So, all right, Boscov's it is today. 47. Wow. All right, tomorrow we'll see when the dust clears. Maybe Al Schmidt will be here, but we'll be on it. And remember all this stuff on Election Day. Get people out there to vote. Richie always next for four big hours. Follow me on Twitter at DomShow1210. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.